So our scripture lesson comes from 1 John chapter 3, verses 1 through 3. See what great love the Father has lavished upon us, that we should be called children of God, and that this is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it does not know Him. Dear friends, now we are children of God, and what will we has not yet been made known. But we know that when Christ appears, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. All who have this hope in Him purify themselves, just as He is pure. So this morning is part 3 of a 3-part series on grace. Our first was the preeminent grace, which was, Wesley had said, it's like being on the front porch of a home. Justifying grace was the door, and we knock on the door. Now this morning we're going to talk about sanctifying grace and being in the house of the Lord. So when I was 31 years old, I got a divorce and moved back to Carthage. I'd been living in Kansas City. And I actually moved in with my mom and stepdad. And my stepdad, Jack, made it very clear that this was a short time. I wasn't going to be allowed to just live there. I got a job making $7 an hour. And by the time that the taxes were taken out for Uncle Sam, I ended up with about $750 a month. It's not a lot of money. And out of that $750 a month, I paid $350 a month child support. And on top of that, I had to make sure my daughter had insurance. So I had to have insurance, and that was $200 a month for me and my daughter. Left me with about $200 a month. Oh, I forgot. Now I have to pay car insurance. That was $90 a month. Now, I don't know about you, but when a place to rent is $400 a month and you only have $100-something left, it's kind of hard to, it's kind of hard. So I did the only thing I knew to do. I went to my two aunts, and I walked in and very humbly asked if I could move in there. And they graciously said, "Why haven't you moved in already?" And so we ended up living together until they both ended up passing away. But that summer, their house needed to be painted. And I wasn't paying them rent or anything, so I thought, well, the least I can do is paint the house for them. And that's what I did. And it was the old cedar-shaped shingles. And so it hadn't been painted in years. It was in bad shape. So I took a water hose and a wire brush and started getting down into all the grooves and everything. So one day I'd do a section, then the next day I'd go out and I'd paint it. Then the next day I'd go out and do a section with a water hose again. And it took me all summer to paint this house. This house was basically a 2-story house, and about 1,800 square feet on the first story. So it was a big house. So one Saturday, Eve and Dosha said, "Hey, Doug, we want to go to Springfield. We want you to drive us." I said, "All right, not a problem." So we pulled up there. They wanted to go to Hers Department Store, downtown Springfield. Boy, they loved that store. And it was an expensive store. We pulled in. I went to take my seatbelt off. Dosha was in the back seat, and she tapped me on the shoulder. She gave me an envelope. I said, what's this for? She said, well, you painted the house for us, so we wanted to bring you up here and give you some money to buy some clothes with. You need some good clothes. And they gave me $100, and I'll never forget. Those two acted like they'd give me $10,000. They weren't well off. They were pretty poor. And that was fine. And I'm glad they did. And I thought, what am I going to buy in this store for $100? I walked out of there that day with a pair of black pants, a white shirt, a winter coat, and a hat. $110. Man, I was thrilled to death. I really was. I was absolutely thrilled. And why did I pick that house? Not because I felt guilty, not because I felt like I was in debt to them, but because I felt that was the least I could do for them. Now, sanctifying grace is the grace God gives us once we become a part of His family. He doesn't ask us to do anything. But because we're the children of God and we want to please our Father, we want to do good works. We're not saved by doing good works. We want to do good works once we are saved for Him. And so here we are. This church, this small church, you give to people, and you're doing good works. You're not doing it because you feel like you have to. You're doing it because you want to. You want to do those things, and that is awesome. That is awesome. That's this sanctifying grace. And it is great that we do these things. It's wonderful that this church can do those things. It makes me happy. It makes me proud to be a part of this church. We are living in God's grace. I think Wesley would be proud. And so, here we are. What can we do? How can we live? How can we be better? Martin Luther came up with the idea of Christ alone, faith alone, grace alone. And that's what we are. You can only have faith, and you can only have grace by themselves. We can't do any good works to save us. We can only believe in Christ, and that's what makes us want to do good things. And I am so proud to be a part of this. And it is my pleasure. But my question today for all of you is, what can we do on a day-to-day basis? How can we do good works and not do that because we feel like we have to? How can we do good works that we don't feel in debt? But how can we do things that we want to do that's going to help the community of the Lord Jesus Christ?